What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. It's Danielle.
And Brooke, welcome back.
Happy New Year. Woo! New year, new me. Love that.
I know. I honestly hate the saying, but I love it at the same time because I look for any excuse for the new goal set, whatever. I know some people are going to be like, I don't believe in, you know, it's a hoax, whatever. Because there's like the whole like statistic of, you know, most people don't stick to their resolutions. And that is true.
It's true.
Some do. So
yeah, I probably stuck to none of my resolutions from last year, except I have been flossing.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's one. I listened back, actually. I was wondering if you kept up with that.
I was going to ask. That's so funny. Well, this week we are obviously doing a New Year's themed episode. We're going to be just talking about our goals for the new year, kind of talk about y'all's goals for the new year, our word of the year, so many things.
So many things. But before that, should we hop in and do a little catch up? Because I feel like it's been a minute since we've been together, since we both did episodes with our respective families this holiday season.
I know. Oh, I love a good family episode. I look forward to these every holiday season. I feel like it's fun to have our family on. A lot of people thought it was really funny. My dad wanted a pet raccoon when he was young. And I literally...
There's lots of funny stories in there, I have to say.
Gretchen texted me and was like, literally, that I couldn't stop laughing. I was like, wow, it was a hit.
So funny. And the one about you, like, when you went for your big audition. And he's...
Literally, he was like, we are not moving to LA. No. Ugh, so weird.
But I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, I did acting.
A big break.
And then obviously your parents, I just want their relationship in my life. I feel like everyone just looks up to them and their relationship and how awesome they've raised you and Sal. So it's so cute.
Well, same about you guys. It was so great to have both of them on the same episode. And like, everybody loves a good like dynamic, you know, because you could do the individuals, but once you have the parents together, like you really get a feel for like why the kid is the kid. I'm like, say the kid, like as in like us, like the kid, like us, like
definitely
in our 20s, but you know, yeah, that's why we are the way we are.
No, yeah, I feel you. And I personally have been watching a lot of TV. I was telling Brooke before this, you guys, you have to start watching The Stranger. I told Brooke she's going to have to start. It's so good.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually pretty dry on the TV content. I've been rewatching How I Met Your Mother on Hulu. Netflix is like taking everything off.
It's rude. They actually took off Gossip Girl. I didn't know they'd act. I was like, no chance. They wouldn't actually do that.
I wonder, I really need to look into, I'm like always curious on like rights and like how much money they have to pay to like keep it on there, because I know now HBO Max has the rights, because I heard they have the rights because HBO is doing the reboot. So it was like this whole...
It would make sense. Totally.
Yeah. And then I know I have people in my life who are obsessed with The Office, and that was a big commotion.
So that was
that's
a
on
big
Peacock
one.
Now. Yeah.
Peacock.
Peacock.
Is that like
There's just
ABC?
So many. No, that's... NBC.
Oh, NBC. Totally. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. They have the peacock symbol, I think.
Yeah. The Peacock Lounge.
Yeah. we know that well. Yeah. So that's really, really, really sad. But I guess I'm going to have to get an HBO Max account. Is that the one that connects to Hulu if you have that HBO thing?
You can. Yeah, you can. There's just so many streaming. It's honestly overwhelming, the amount of such a first world problem. But there are a lot of streaming services. And if you're paying $10 here, $10 there, add it up. Like over time...
I'm
spending probably $50 just on streaming services right now.
Totally. Probably. I actually was gonna, it's not one of my goals, but one of the things I wanted to do like while home for break is look at all of my subscriptions and like add
That's
it all
smart.
Up. Like, cause I'll get like $4.99 for PicMonkey where I make my thumbnails on. I'm like, what else am I paying for? You know?
Yeah. No, there's definitely like hidden, especially with apps. Those are like a big one, but you can go in. I know if you have an iPhone, like you can go under App Store and then there's a place where it says like purchases and then subscriptions. So you can make sure. I try to stay on top of all that stuff, because I'll randomly sign up for like free trials of if it's like a dating app or like, you know, workout apps or whatever, and then all of a sudden I'm paying and I'm like, where?
Yeah. There is a place, I know what you're talking about, because I did it one time and it was so fun. I was like, cancel. There's like a way where you can literally look at all your subscriptions for your app. So definitely suggest doing that, a little clean out. But I'm definitely sad because Gossip Girl is one of those shows I just have on when I'm doing stuff. So
yeah, you're even more so than me. I go through phases with every show. Like I'll be really, really into Gilmore Girls or Gossip Girl or How I Met Your Mother. Like I'll just – and then cycle through the whole show and then go for something else. So I feel that. But it's kind of nice right now, recently watching like a sitcom. It's more – Not that Gossip Girl is like a heavy show. I don't really classify it as that. But having something that's like light and like comedic that I could just play. Like, yeah. It's actually really nice.
Yeah. No, that's what Delaney always says. Like, having something we can just, like, laugh and, like, giggle. Yes. And I haven't found a show that I just, like, sit and laugh at. Like, I haven't yet. But hopefully I will one day.
You will. You will. I get that. Because I never really got into, like, Friends.
Me neither.
Or...
I didn't.
What else is there? That like, the I never got into The Office, actually. I will say that. Or any of those really, like... comedy focus. How I Met Your Mother is funny though, and I think you would like it because there is like a story.
Yes, I've heard that I would like How I Met Your Mother. I've heard it.
It's on Hulu. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I can potentially do that. I also want to watch Bridgerton. Brooke and I both want to start Bridgerton. Apparently it's Gossip Girl vibes.
Maybe we can talk about that. Yeah. Well, Bachelor also starts tonight. If you guys are listening now, like it's already happening.
So excited.
That was just thank you, ABC, for the no turnaround time. Like just season after season.
Incredible.
I know. I'm really here for it. That means that they're probably going to have to start filming the if it's Paradise or whatever it is. Oh my gosh, it's so
Do you think they're going to do Paradise? I guess if they yeah, maybe.
Well, all of these other shows they've filmed successfully in a bubble. I am so amazed by it because they're consistently bringing people in and they have them like I guess do the quarantine thing because it's a lot of people to keep up with though. Like I feel like the production of that all like props to them for coordinating all of this because and they rent out a whole resort. Like, it's just a lot.
Oh, yeah. And I was thinking about it. I remember, like, what, in, like, March or April, we were all kind of like, there's going to be a big lull in TV, movies. There's going to be nothing. And honestly, the content has continued to come. Like, it's been incredible.
Agree. I actually would agree with that. Mm-hmm. I think that maybe it might be a little more delayed than what we thought because all of these shows like Queen's Gambit and whatever. We didn't even realize that those were being filmed.
Yeah, those
But they were pre-pandemic. So then... I feel like shows are filmed like this is a guesstimate like 2 years out.
I think so because I remember watching The Undoing and I was like, when was this filmed? And we looked up his theater last year, the year before, which is crazy.
Yeah. So I don't know how that the TV production world is really like above my head because I just it's a lot goes into it. And I really definitely. Give those people a lot of props. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. Very excited about. Oh, I'm just so excited about The Bachelor. Like I'm so I actually think I like The Bachelor better than The Bachelorette because guy drama to me is so silly. Personally, what's your favorite? Which one do you like better?
I go back and forth. It depends really on the lead.
Yeah, like, that's fair.
It does though. Because if it's like the lead, because if they're annoying, it's hard for me to keep up with it. Like I'll just say it. I had high hopes for Claire, and she really, really disappointed me. her, a lot of it was just it was so over dramatic and like whatever. And I don't know. So she really made me not like The Bachelorette, but then Tayshia like really redeemed it.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. This is a spoiler. So I guess if you guys don't know, I don't know how you wouldn't know it's all out in the world. Right. Okay. Just making sure. I'm happy for Tayshia and Zach. I know we never talked about the conclusion of that. He wasn't my first pick, but I'm so happy for them.
He wasn't my first pick actually at all. I was rooting for Ivan, but then towards the end, I could definitely see there was some differences and, you know, things for them. So it totally makes sense. But he seems to love her, and I think that's the most important thing, and she loves him, and they seem, like, genuinely happy together. But, yeah, he was not my first pick. Like, I remember when she met him, I was like, nah.
I agree. I think that they – I don't even want to say they edited it. It wasn't an editing issue. It was more of just, like, the way that he presented himself at first. I was like, oh, he seems, like, kind of, like, douchey. Like,
yeah.
Did he get that
vibe?
Hey, like,
Zach. Like, Matthew. Yeah. But did you see – I think, like, Margo posted on the Snatchler or something. It was like – Tayshia a while back said her celebrity crush was Matthew McConaughey.
Yes.
And he's kind of
– he looks
– Yeah, totally. Similar vibe. So kind of – I mean, makes sense.
I get that. And they live in New York now, so odds of me running into them are higher.
Oh, my gosh. That's so exciting.
I know. I thought that was really – anyways. But I am really excited for Matt's season. We love I really like that they're starting to pull people not just from within the franchise. I think it's so recycled, like the amount of people that it's like –
Yeah.
You know, they've been in the franchise for 80 years. It's like, give us someone new. So I'm actually thankful. No, not 80, but like.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. There's some people that they just keep bringing in. They're like, okay, but then are they really looking for love at that point? Like, they're just like bachelor people. Like, it's weird.
Yes. They're bachelor celebrities. Can we?
Bachelor celebrities. Bachelor. I can't say it. How'd you say it?
Bachelor celebrities.
Okay. Bachelor celebrity. Okay. I maybe. See. Use the L.
I would say people from The Bachelor actually do transition over into true celebrity status, though, because they have that level of fame. Like, I think it gives you that platform for fame.
Oh, definitely. We've seen it happen for so many people. So, also, Brooke, okay, this is so funny. You guys, I did more nail art.
Oh, yeah. But it looks actually great this time, I will say.
Okay, thank God. I was like, I'm going to send this Brooke. But I completely forgot Brooke, guys. I must have, like, had this in my subconscious. Brooke
subconscious.
You did this, like, pretty much exact design, right?
Yes, pretty much. Mine didn't even look as good. I'll give you the credit. Like, it really, it's really doing it for me.
I don't agree with that, though. I can't, I have to go back and look at yours. But yeah, I saw it on Pinterest and I was like, okay, I'm just going to do it because my nails are kind of long right now. And I had that rule, like, and if they're not like tips, basically I did like little, what would you call this? Like marble-ish kind of looking.
Yeah. Yeah. It's because basically they paint the nail and then they go back in with another color.
I did SNS gel over top and just did like, oh, wow. Squigglies.
Okay.
But I feel so trendy. I can't lie.
It looks super trendy. I really like your nail length right now. I really
thank you.
Admire it. Is it hard for typing and everything?
It's so funny. Like three people responded to my story was like, oh my God, I love your nail length right now. That's just really funny. No, it's not that hard to type. It's because you do SNS, right? Or do you do gel?
I do gel now.
You do gel now. Okay. Well, I do find with SNS, I'm able to grow my nails a little longer. And if I don't pick them off or anything, if I go straight to the nail salon and just like have them, then my nails stay long. Mm-hmm. No, it's not hard to type or anything. It's getting a little hard to put on necklaces sometimes, but not a problem yet. But I do feel, I love it. I love that like tap, tap, tap noise. Like ASMR.
Yeah. No, I mean, it looks so like classy, feminine. Like I love the look I love the look of longer nails, me but too. I feel like it's
hard to keep up with for sure.
Yes.
Definitely.
I will say that. But as long as you're like timely with, I guess, changing it and like,
yes.
And then I find that sometimes but this is might be due to them being worn down from years of gel and SNS, that they get thin and weak when I grow them out too long. Maybe I need to like take collagen or whatever.
I put collagen in my coffee. Maybe that helps actually.
It does. It helps grow your hair and nails for sure.
Yeah. Well, maybe that. Who knows? But I just had to put that update on the podcast because it has become such a joke. I feel like our inside jokes on Gals on the Go are about green beans and nail art.
They are. It's also you have to know what salon you're walking into when you're getting nail art. Like there's some that if I showed them a picture, they'd be like, no. Like,
yeah, I would agree.
Wouldn't happen.
I went to the lady and I showed her, and she's like the nail art person there. And she was I just did this on my daughter. I was like, incredible. She was like, she showed me the exact picture. I was like, incredible. Like, it was, I couldn't be more thankful.
Oh,
I know.
Wow.
I know.
We've come a long way in a few months on nail art.
Yeah.
We used to be so anti. This
I know.
Crazy.
We were like, yeah, no nail art. It's so funny, but here we are. So, always fun, exciting stuff. Any other catch-up stuff we have?
Not really. Should we hop into our biz of the week?
Yes. Go off, Brooke.
Business of the week.
Okay, this is a special shout out to TikTok. I found her. So this is the America Marie Collection. It was founded with the aim of supplying the best modern pieces of artwork and accessories possible. That isn't even a great description. So basically she has these super trendy phone cases, custom water bottles, and specifically, I've wanted one for the longest time, hydro flasks. So she does like the painting on the hydro flasks.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
Yes. And then she goes in and seals it, of course, because that was my concern. I didn't want it to just be like a design painted on there. But then she goes over with like this gloss and you could choose if you want it like with a glossy finish or like with a sparkle.
Right.
I got a cheetah print, but she also has like this cow print that is really cute.
I'm interested. Yes. That's really
very, very cool. It's just like different and cool and whatever. And it's like art that I get to like carry around with me that I thought was, I've been into animal print still. It's not out yet, right?
No, not according to my trend forecasting class I took. So no, we're still there.
Okay, good. Cause I feel like it really goes like it does big cycles. Like it will be really in for a few years and then like really out. But I feel like right now we're still riding the wave of it.
I'd say so. I think some certain animal prints might be a little on the way out.
Okay. I get that.
I don't know. That's my opinion. But yeah, I feel like I think we're still good. Zebra's really in. Cow print.
Zebra reminds me of when I had a zebra rug in my room.
Oh my gosh.
What grade was I in? I think it might have been like eighth or ninth. And it was at the moment, it was like, wow, this is hot. And then it became so uncool.
Yeah.
But then now it's cool again. Like, I would rock a zebra rug in my apartment right now.
Definitely.
Actually really cool.
I think you actually should do it. That would be really cool.
Maybe. Yeah. Anyways, we're on this whole tangent.
Yeah, I know.
I have to say her website. So it's the AMERIKA Marie.com or the America Marie, America with a K, on Instagram. Definitely check her out. I didn't get mine yet. I literally just ordered, like, I saw it on TikTok. I've been impulsive with the orders. I saw a sweatshirt on TikTok I ordered.
I love that.
This water bottle. Like, they're really, it's great. It's a great outlet for small businesses mm-hmm. of any size to advertise their products. Like, I would never have normally found this.
Oh my gosh. I just checked out her Instagram. She does like butterflies on the hydro. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's beautiful. So cool. And the phone case is so cute. Go check her
Definitely.
Out.
Go check her out, guys. Gals on the Go is sponsored by BetterHelp Online. The new year can be a good time for a mental health check-in. If you've always wanted to try therapy, or you'd like to try it again, or you just need to talk some things out, BetterHelp offers online licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help with issues including anxiety, anger, self-esteem, stress, family conflicts, and more. Finding a therapist can be intimidating and time-consuming, honestly. With BetterHelp, you can simply fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and get matched with your counselor in under 48 hours. Easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages with your therapist, all from the comfort of your own home. And everything you share is confidential. So if at any time or any reason you're unhappy with your counselor, you can request a new one at any time at no additional charge. So join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor. BetterHelp is a convenient and affordable option. Our listeners are going to get 10% off your first month with the discount code GALS. Get started today at betterhelp.com/GALS. There's no shame in asking for help.
All right, let's do our tip of the week.
Tip of the week.
So my tip of the week, I know Brooke also did it. A lot of people did it very recently, but if you guys haven't, make a vision board. It is so, so fun. I know you like cut out yours and print it and everything. I just did it on Pinterest, but just like posting or like coming up with photos that you want to be mm-hmm. kind of the vibe of your year, whether you go specific or if you do words or, you know, photos of things you want to see yourself doing. It is so much fun on Pinterest. I literally would like look up photos of blah, 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 and just like put it on my vision board. And it's so fun. And hopefully maybe this week I'll print them out and like actually like, you know, put it up on my wall. But it's visualizing is such an important thing. And I have noted even just in the last few weeks, like manifesting and visualizing things really works. Just putting that energy mm-hmm. out into the universe and just really believing in what you're seeing or what you're wanting. It's crazy. So make a vision board. Have some fun. It's fun.
It is fun. I definitely agree with that, Danielle. I found that the more specific – actually, so this was – I had it all flipped around. I was going to make that my favorite, but I'll just say vision board for my tip of the week too.
Okay.
I said, it's all good. I said in the spirit of New Year's, my vision board. I have found – even with last year's vision board, the more specific I was able to get, the more those things came into my life.
Specific, like, yeah.
Yes. So, I mean, make it applicable for your life. Like I, when I was applying to jobs, I wish that I like made a vision board of like, you know, companies that I'd want to work at or just specific. It doesn't need to be like, it could be anything for your life.
Right.
You know, if mm-hmm. you have a business, it could be business goals. If you are in school, it could be academic goals. Like how exciting that, you know, you have the power to, you know, create this ideal life for yourself. Like, and it's fun. It doesn't have to be taken too seriously, obviously. I did a physical vision board. Just because I made one last year and a lot of it came true. So I was like, I have to do this again. Yeah, I did. I put a blue check and I go,
yes, so like, you I did. Verified
on Twitter and Instagram. And I did. So
that's yes, really thank crazy. You.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could call it crazy. You could call it timing because, you know, maybe like that was like the year that it was supposed to happen for me, or maybe right. because I put that energy out. Who the heck knows? We can get technical here. I think it's fun to do the physical one. You print. Yeah, I did the same thing. I made a Pinterest board and then I printed those photos, cut them out. And I use magazines just to get like the big words. But I also did make one on like PicMonkey or whatever, and I made it my background. So
smart.
There's a lot of ways. Yeah. I've seen people do that for their phone background too.
Definitely.
I think do whatever's, you know, best for you. I don't even have my like physical vision board hanging anywhere. I've heard that's the best thing to do is to hang it somewhere.
That'd be the goal.
I don't do that.
I know. I think that'd be fun to do. Yours is cute. You should hang it up. It's so cute.
I would have to like frame it or something.
Yeah, you don't want like poster board up on.
It's like a random poster board. Yeah. But it's a fun project, like especially if it's like, I don't know, you and like a parent or like a friend doing it. Like it gives you something to do.
Yeah.
And it's, I saw a bunch of people like in lieu of whatever activities they've been doing that. So I think that's like fun. You know, it gives you something, or even if it's like a virtual night with your pals, like vision boarding.
Yeah. A vision board virtual night, something, a lot of ease. It's definitely really, really nice. Like I put pictures of like New York City up there. I put, you know, a graduation cap with like, she believes she did on it. Like just random.
Oh my God.
You know, not that I want, like, ish, I don't know. Just like thinking of different things. Like I'd love to start my own clothing line one day, or you know, start the idea of that this year. So I have pictures of like women sitting in front of a desk with like designs in front of them, just things that you want to see yourself doing. So
yeah, I put like same random pictures of like girls that I have no idea who they are. They look great though. I love their outfits.
They look great.
I've been dealing with a lot of ups and downs with my skin, so I put a picture of like a girl with like glowing clear skin.
Ooh, I love that.
You know,
that's a good
just
one.
Stuff like just good stuff. Or a picture of a girl like working out because I was like, I want to like work out. You know, yeah. I don't just good stuff.
I like it. I like it. Very nice.
And that is my tip of the week. Should we talk about our current fave?
Let's do it.
These are a few of my favorite things. Call myself one of my favorite things.
So my. I feel like my favorite switching between a candle or a playlist on Spotify, and it is.
I agree, but it's not. It's I'm not mad about it. Like it's okay.
Well, today, yeah. It's candle, and it is the. Oh, I don't know how to say it. Maison Margiela. I have a perfume by them as well. That's called their Replica line. So they they replicate scents. They have, you know, beach walk. They have like a jazz club, bonfire, all these things. And for Christmas, I got this candle. It's called Lazy Sunday Morning by Replica. I have it burning right now. It smells like a lovely lazy Sunday morning, but I'm burning it on a Monday right now. But it smells amazing. It's like fresh linen mixed with like just like a hint of floral and like a little vetiver. Like it smells so, so, so good. And the bottle is beautiful. Like once I burn it, I really want to like recycle the jar it's in, because it's just so, so stunning. Like to put like lipsticks in or something. It's an investment for sure, but it smells amazing and it looks so good on my little table. So that's my favorite right now. It makes me happy.
Yeah. I really feel like 2020 and obviously continuing into 2021, year of just candles. Like I feel like on social media, everyone's candles. Starting a candle company. Everyone's buying nice candles.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. I'm not complaining.
Yeah, no, I think just because people are home more, so they're just like candles nonstop, and that's okay. We're here for it.
I am here for it. Okay, so my current favorite, it's actually a function on everything, and it's something that I'm going to start doing, and it's Do Not Disturb, okay?
Oh.
Where I'm putting, yes, I'm starting to use this again. I go through phases with
it. Did you used to do that? Yeah.
I did used to do it, and then I stopped because I do live alone, so obviously I panic that someone's going to need me or whatever.
Right.
But no, you know, so basically you can go in and you could do this on individual like text conversations or apps or whatever. And it's not even really to reduce screen time. I mean, that would be a added benefit, but for me, it's just, if I'm not in the mindset to reply to texts, I'm not in the mindset to I either don't, or I will not give the responses that they should be getting. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like if it's something that requires a thoughtful response, but I'm just rushing to get it done, like no. So I'd rather put my phone on Do Not Disturb, and like when I'm sitting down or when I have a moment that I could respond to the text, like I will respond to it.
I like it. I think that's like fair.
You're on my time now. That's what I always say.
You're on my time. I like it. And like just time batching and just like, you know, taking certain moments and being intentional about every single one. I like it for you.
Yeah, I think you could do that for emails or anything else too. I also like, I just feel like we're filled with just notifications for every freaking app, everything. Like it could be really overwhelming, honestly. So just doing that overall, I think will help a little bit. It's already started to help. So feeling good.
Feeling good. Love that for you. Very exciting.
Thank you.
All
good vibes.
I do it when I go to bed. So that's what I do.
Every night?
Yeah, every night. Do Not Disturb. Do you just leave your phone like on?
I mean, the volume's off, I guess. But
does your phone not vibrate? I always have vibrate on. So
I don't have vibrate on.
Oh, okay. See, I have vibrate on. And if that, oh my God, that would wake me up so hard. Like every now and then it does go off and I like freak out. So it's not really fun to wake up to.
I hate that.
Because if you call me 3 times, then it like will ring, which I'm fine with because then it's probably an emergency or someone needs to.
Really, oh, that's smart. I forgot about that feature.
Yeah. You're right. Or you might even be able to change it. Or maybe if your favorites call you, it only rings once. Like it. I don't know.
No, that makes sense, actually. I don't use favorites. I guess I need to start doing that.
I just have it literally on there when I, like, I have, like, you're on there. Like, just a couple people that I actually call a lot. So, yeah, good stuff.
Wow, that's actually a really good tip. Yeah, it's I get it. Like, living alone, that's my biggest thing. I'm like, I don't want to, like, sleep through something if it happened in the middle of the night or whatever. But I listened to Tori's podcast, and she mentioned this once, and she was like, that literally, because she had similar fear and she was like, that's never happened to me ever. Like, what the odds of that happening are so slim to none, mm-hmm. that if it's going to prioritize you, like, who cares? So I kind of agree with that.
Yeah. And I feel like it's not like you're going to be away from your phone forever. Like, you're going to eventually look at it and it should be fine.
Yeah. When I wake up in the morning, yeah. Like, however many hours later, I mean, most people know from the hours of 11 p.m. to 8 a.m., you're likely sleeping.
Yeah. Most likely, for sure. I agree with that. So. Makes sense.
Yeah. So the New Year's episode, it's here, guys.
Woo! Happy New Year 2021. I literally graduate this year. Like, I can't stop thinking about it. It's so crazy. Like, this year, if you guys are a senior in college right now as well, it's freaky. It's weird. It's scary. But I'm just trying to, like, be like, no, just, like, go with the flow. Enjoy it. But with that, you know, Brooke and I both kind of sat down and came up with our goals for the year, just mm-hmm. things we want to do. I don't know. Like, I got specific with some and then some are more kind of general, just, you know, little things we want to get done this year, things that we want to do more of maybe.
Completely. I think that, like I said, you could use the new year to decide you want to make a change and do something, or you could use a Monday as that, any Monday in the year, or you could decide tomorrow or today that you want to make a change. Mm-hmm. But for some people, it helps to have some sort of time indicator, even though this year didn't start on, like, it was randomly Monday. Mm-hmm. The 4th is when we're recording this podcast, I guess I should say. The new year started on a Friday, which really threw me off. I don't know about you. Like, I was like, oh, new year, new me, but it's a weekend.
It was very strange. So I saw this tweet. It was like, today is Saturday, but yesterday was also Saturday. It was like weird.
Yes. That whole weekend really just threw me off. But now we're into it. So yeah, let's just bounce back and forth and share some of our New Year's resolutions, hopefully to inspire you guys or just get a convo going.
Yeah. I guess I'll start. So my first one's actually pretty unique, something that I've never really had on my goals list before, but I've gotten really into fashion recently, mm-hmm. and I want to make my content, my channel, kind of more fashion-based. I mean, still lifestyle, mm-hmm. but I want to still express myself in the best way I can and, like, not be scared to wear certain outfits, you know, in certain places. I don't really know. Like, just kind of make my channel – not my channel, maybe more so my Instagram, more kind of, like, outfit of the days, mm-hmm. and still incorporate lifestyle into it because it's been going really well. People seem to really respond to it, and it's just something that I want to focus on, just kind of getting more into my fashionista side since I'm about to graduate.
I like that.
And a fashion merchandising major, and maybe I'll do something in the fashion industry one day. That's definitely a mm-hmm. goal. So yeah, that's my first one.
Wow, that's I've definitely seen that direction for you. So I definitely I really have. I feel like with your major and everything too, it completely,
it's gotten me super into it. And my trend forecasting class has really, I don't know, it really set me off there. So yeah, that's my first goal.
So mine is my first one. I feel like this is a carryover too from I don't even know what year. I try to make resolutions every year. Be kinder to myself. And
I love
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And it's the self-talk we do every day. You know, when you're looking in the mirror and you're telling yourself like, oh, I don't like my hair today, or I look like crap today, or I feel ugly today. Like, we all do it. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. And it's hard to tell, like, what's the standard of, like, normal, like, ratio of, like, good to bad self-talk. Like, I would say that I am probably more on, like, the bad side, mm-hmm. like, with it. You know what I mean? So I want to kind of switch that up, and just be kinder to myself in a lot of ways, Mostly though, I feel like the self, like obviously you talking to yourself, like that translates to the outer world. So if I'm here like, oh, I look like crap, like I'm worthless, like whatever. Not that I don't really say I'm worthless. That's aggressive. But, you know, if I'm like my work is purposeless, like whatever, that is going to translate to actually how my work is. You know what
yes,
I mean?
So it all so starts true. From within. It all starts within. It's like they say, you know, like in dating and everything, when you like feel crappy about yourself, or you feel or no one's going to love me. Subconsciously, like you're like putting that out into the mm-hmm. environment you're in, and whoever you're with is going to pick up on that, and they're kind of if they're not as into it or whatever it may be. So I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, it's just it's an easy one. I mean, it's not easy, like obviously there's a whole mindset shift, but like I think everybody could use to throw that on their list. I feel like we could all collectively as a society be a bit kinder to ourselves.
Yes, I think that's I mean, because at the end of the day, it's like you yourself and me, myself, and I. So
yeah,
you gotta start there. I love that, Brooke. My next one is something that I've been trying to do more recently. And so I want to obviously bring it into the new year and just kind of do a little check-in on myself every now and then, kind of just to get in tune with my feelings. And when I'm feeling a certain way, what are my feelings trying to tell me? Kind of like going with your gut in a way, I guess you could say. But you know, sometimes if I have an anxious feeling, okay, like why am I anxious? Why am I feeling this way? How can I act upon that? Like what's why am I sad? What's causing that? Like, what do I need to like maybe fix in my life or in my day-to-day routine? Or, you know, if I'm trying to make a decision on if something's like a good thing to do or not, whatever it may be, like listening, being like, what are my feelings trying to tell me, if that makes sense? Just kind of like check-ins, you know?
So being more like in tune with yourself, basically.
Definitely.
Like intuitive, if you will.
Intuitive. That is the word.
I like that.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
Thanks.
Next, you're gonna love this one. Expand my music taste.
Yeah, I love that. Very fun.
Yes. We all know my main genre is still EDM. My secondary is hip hop. Great genres, and I still plan to continue to listen to them. However, I would like to, you know, have a favorite band. I have like favorite artists. Like I love
have a favorite band.
Yeah. When people like want to talk about music, that's like. Honestly, I hate it. I'm like, oh, why are we like, I would rather talk about anything else. Like,
yeah,
not actually, but it's one of those subjects that I'm like, how do I when people ask you like, what kind of music are you into? I hate that question.
Is it because you don't like saying EDM?
Yeah. If it's the wrong person, then they're going to be like, really? Or like when people are like, oh, so who like, yeah, who do you like listen to a lot? I wish I had like two or three like bands I could list off and be like, oh, well, my favorite is.
Yeah. I guess.
Like really cool girls are like, oh, like I love like The Who or like, I don't know, like, you know what I mean?
Maybe like, that's a New York thing. Cause like, oh, I feel okay. Like people, when I'm talking to people, they'll be like, oh yeah, I like country. I like what country artists do you like? Or, oh, I like hip hop. Oh yeah. Like what, like kind of like more R&B. I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. That's so funny. Cause if you don't like bands, like if you don't really like that genre, don't force yourself. But also, I think it is important to listen to new things and see if you like them. So,
yeah, I don't know. I think when you're like out of college, maybe it changes a little bit. I mean, I hate to like equate it to that. But yeah, when you're in college, like, yeah, the most of the music is hip hop, R&B. Like it just is. And then maybe.
Okay. Maybe.
But I don't know. There's like jam bands at Georgia. Like people like go and like listen to bands and stuff. So.
Jam bands. Yeah, there definitely are. I like me and Delaney always talk about that. Like in the past, and they're like, okay, so we're going to have this jam band, and everyone freaks out, and you're like,
yes,
okay. I've never you're been like I've oh literally my never God.
Heard of,
yeah.
I've never heard of that jam band. And they'll be like, oh, it's the band that like XYZ had at their formal, and you're like, I wasn't on that formal.
I know. They're like, yeah. Oh my God, this band's gonna be at our formal, and I'm like, okay, I'd rather a DJ.
Yeah,
I'm the same way.
I feel that. So I'm going to try. I mentioned this in a video and some people gave me like artist suggestions, but I'm open if anybody ever wants to send me music or a playlist. I'll try to give it a go.
I love that.
So good at like background listening to music. Like I'm going to get more into that. Like when I'm just doing, when I'm cooking, I want to. Yeah.
Like content. I like music when we're doing things, I feel like.
Yes, but I feel like those times is like when I should be working on my music taste.
You should definitely listen to music when you're cooking. It is such a vibe.
We did that actually the other night. Aww. When I was at home. We listened to jazz and we were like, I see why Danielle does this now. It was amazing.
Yes. Like a little Frank Sinatra cooking pasta. Like you really can't get better than that. Like maybe sipping on some vino. You really can't. It's so great.
Oh, yeah. It really was great. So, yeah, I think that's a realistic goal too. Like for And I'm sure several people get in music slumps too. Like, I feel like that's not an uncommon thing.
Definitely. 100%. I go in waves of like, oh, I literally have nothing to listen to, so I'm going to listen to a podcast, vice versa, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this one is the working out resolutions and goals. I try to be careful with, you know, what I say. Mm-hmm. I try to be realistic with it because I want to actually do it.
And you already do so much.
I really haven't been over like the break, which I should be, but it's okay. I'm not like upset at myself, you know, but I just like to work out when I want to work out. I don't really like to force myself to work out. However, you know, like when there's never really a point in time, I feel like you could agree, after you work out where you're like, I regret that. Like, you never regret it. It's just that start of doing it. So I'd like to ideally start spinning 3 times a week because that's what I used to do.
Oh, that's so realistic. I feel like that is what you do.
It's what I do when I'm back at school, I feel like. But when I've been at home, I just haven't. But also, I'm giving myself some grace. I'm spending time with my family, with my new puppy, everything of the sorts. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm allowing myself. But when I get back to school, I want to start spinning, you know, 3 times a week because I, like, look back at, like, photos from, like, last fall and stuff. I mean, I'm not, like, super self-conscious or anything, but I just liked how I felt during that time. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I just think it's really... You know, it's a doable one for me, so I want to do it again.
I get that. I'm here for the gentle, realistic numbers. Like, I feel like if you've never worked out a day in your life, to be like, I'm going to work out every day. Like,
it's just not going to happen overnight. Definitely.
You're setting yourself up to, like, I don't want to say to fail, but like, it's not a good setup. So yeah, I get that. Good one. Okay. My next one is to learn to cook more recipes. We know I am not the most talented, but I got this new pot pan thing for Christmas. Have you heard about it? It's like
did you get the place one or whatever?
From our place, every pan.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh, I want that so bad, but it was like back ordered when I looked. So look at you.
So yes, I did get the From Our Place. I don't even know why. I don't like the name From Our Place. What is that like?
I didn't understand it at all, but they look amazing because you can like steam vegetables and stuff. Yes. I'm so jealous. That's so exciting.
I cooked in it last night. It truly is nonstick. It's this pretty pink color. Anyways, not only is that inspiring me, but I'm just, I live alone. Like, what time better than now to like start chefing up a little?
Definitely.
And like, at least learn the basics. We know that I struggle, so.
Oh, we all do.
Yeah, I feel like, and everybody, you know, you get comfortable with your like one or two like things that you do make. So it'd be nice to learn to step out a little bit. I kind of am still getting grossed out by meat right now, though. So I feel like they're going to be like more vegetarian based meals, but I'm not mad about it.
Nah, no. I mean, just like start with your pan, have some fun with it. You'll probably start getting creative just like thinking about, you know, the things it can do. So that sounds
really weird. Oh, no, it is. It's cool.
Well, kind of on that same line, I wrote one down because like this is Delaney's my roommate. So we were like talking and we were like, we need to start planning meals again because like we sometimes do it, but we'd like to do it where not planning every single meal, but plan at least 3 meals a week. So on Sundays before mm-hmm. we go grocery shopping, we'll like write down 3 meals that we're going to get. And basically the way we split costs and stuff is like she might get the stuff for one meal, I'll get stuff for the other meal, and then we like split who gets stuff for that third meal, whatever it may be. But planning meals helps a lot because also we'll get like enough where we have leftovers and that's my lunch for the next day, because I hate cooking lunch. It's just – I hate making lunch. It's just in the middle of the day. I just want to – I want to eat quick. I just don't like it, so it's nice to have leftovers. So just kind of – not, I want to say meal planning, but planning meals. Those are two different things, yeah. In my opinion.
No. And it's fun to have someone to do it with. I mean, like, it's great to do it alone too, but like to have someone that is down for like trying new stuff or like
right.
going in on meal costs with you, like, that's great. So yeah. I used to do that when I was in school.
Yeah. You guys, oh my God, you and your roommates used to cook a lot, I feel like, actually.
We did. We had fun dinners. And when I remember I would get HelloFresh. It was like Christmas. Like, we loved it. It was so fun.
Oh, yeah. So fun.
The good old days. Next, read more. I mean, we'll say like at a minimum, maybe one book a month, but I'd ideally hope for more than that. But I think like that's a good minimum to look for. I enjoy reading. I just go in and out of phases mm-hmm. with it, similar to literally everything in my life. I don't know why I am this way. I feel like I can't stick to things.
No, I'm the same. I mean, I think it's just based off of mood. Like, sometimes you just don't want to do something. Like, I don't think it's like some people are so routine that I would go nuts. Like, it's fun to have mm-hmm. some spontaneity in your life and change up when you do things. I'm the same way. Like, right now I'm in a reading mood because I'm home. I have more time. When I get back to school, I might not be in more of a reading mood. And that's just like natural. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Next up, I have, this is something I really tried to do last year, is go with the flow more. I put a wave emoji next to it. Being type A, being a Virgo, whatever you want to call it, I sometimes struggle when a plan doesn't go how I want, or if something doesn't go the way I was hoping it would go, I kind of freak out and I don't end up enjoying whatever it may be instead. So I just want to go with the flow more. And I think I'm doing a pretty good job of it. Like when people ask me right now, like, oh, what are you doing? Like when you graduate, whatever, I'm just kind of like, you know, like things are weird right now. I'm just kind of taking it month by month. I'm not worried. I'm obviously very thankful that I don't have to, you know, worry about like securing a job right away or anything. I'm very thankful that I have this platform. We have Gals on the Go. I have my YouTube channel, my Instagram, everything of the sorts where I can like do that. So obviously I'm very aware of that privilege and I'm so thankful, but I think that it's just nice. It's a good thing to practice every day. Like wake up and just kind of like see where the day takes you if you can.
I completely agree. And I think this year has taught, or 2020. I keep saying this year, but it's last like the year, of 2020. Yeah, you know, weird. It's like when you're writing the date and you keep like writing it wrong and it's, yeah. I think that for many people it is going to be, it has been, I guess, an adjustment to adapting more to a lifestyle like that. So yes, good one. Next one, I put be more creative. I really wrote, I don't know what that means. I've never really been a gifted artist, singer, anything like that. But I just feel like I have like bottled up creative energy that I need to do something with.
Definitely. Yeah. Good for you. I like that one. Be more creative. That's Thank a fun you. One. Just like if you think of something, just kind of like act on it or like have some fun with it. I like that. I actually might add that to mine.
Thanks.
So kind of similar to my last one, be open to change and new opportunities. Like if I think that, you know, I want to move to New York City this year. I want to, but I want to be open to the idea that maybe I won't get there right away, or maybe I won't move till early next year, or just if something kind of, if an opportunity comes my way and it's not exactly what I kind of hoped for, maybe kind of maybe take it or kind of go down that path and see where it takes me, because sometimes those things are the best. I'm not good at accepting change. I haven't been for a long time. And I want to work on that.
Good one. On that note, I'll say mine too is also be more, I consider myself to be a pretty open-minded person, but I still think everybody has room for improvement on that.
Definitely.
And it's not even open-mindedness. It's more like be less judgmental. I have like this very, this is something that I like deal with a lot. I just have a very like strict set of like rules that I believe are like right and wrong. And when people, when I don't agree with it, I'm like, oh, I don't like that person, or like I just create these like little judgments in my head, and I really want to work more on being open with that stuff and like letting go of judgments, I guess. And I think recognizing them is a start, because many people don't even recognize them. So just to be able to identify like that was a judgment right there, let's get rid of that. That's a good step.
Definitely. I think we talked about an episode a couple of months ago about like, you know, comparing yourself and everything.
Yeah, definitely.
When you're jealous, sometimes it'd be like, okay, am I jealous? Am I angry? Am I upset? Is it something that I'm reflecting on myself? Whatever it may be. I definitely try to do that as well. So that's a great one.
Yeah. And I think everybody has a little bit of it in them. And it's not even like so much as jealousy for me anymore, because like I feel like I've moved past that, but it's just judgment of like the way someone's choosing to live their life that has it's not impacting me, so like why do I care? But for some reason I'm like, oh, I don't like that, or like I don't know, I need to get over it.
I like it. My next one is to manifest and / journal more, and I wrote in parentheses once a month. In particular, I've got this notebook from Katie Bellotti that it's okay. It's such a good one.
It's a good one.
And I write with my Mont Blanc pen that Brooke got me for Christmas. I literally write so smoothly. I freaking love it. And I want to write down, like, I set my intentions for this year. Obviously, that's where I wrote these goals. But any night maybe that I'm feeling kind of more emotional, I want to write down my feelings, just like a word dump, a brain dump. If I'm feeling ideas, if there's certain things that I really want to happen a certain month, I'll write those down. Whatever it may be, I think it's a great thing to do. But again, I'm not pressuring myself. Like, journal every night. I'm not going to do that. Once a month, I can kind of do.
I'm here for that.
Definitely.
Good. I feel like that's all. Journaling and like self-reflection is such an important step. So yeah. I'm here for that for everybody. And then my last one here that I wrote down is to be more charitable. I said I wanted to start volunteering. I never did, but I have financially donated to a bunch of organizations, but I feel like I want to just feel more fulfilled in that sense and like do more and like really target like specific causes that really mean something to me. Like I feel like I have family members who have like certain causes that they almost like dedicate their lives to. And I kind of want to find some that like really I'm super passionate about, if that makes sense.
Definitely. No, I think it just makes so much more of a difference when it's something that you have either dealt with or you had a family member that went through it or whatever it could be. I feel like that makes it super way more impactful. Like over Vlogmas, I obviously donated every day and I listened to mm-hmm. what people had to say, but I also did some that I've like, you know, things specific to Athens or, you know, Tampa, whatever it may be. I think that's a great thing to do. And it is very fulfilling and it's very exciting to know that you could be potentially making someone's day, a whole family's day, whatever it may be.
Yeah, no, you definitely inspired me with those donations. And I saw other people. I mean, I'm so thankful that we get to highlight a business of the week.
Yeah,
because I think it's so important to small. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so important to support small businesses at this time, as well as organizations. So yeah, I've definitely been inspired. Yay. Keep it up.
Yay. Yeah, no, I saw you made a huge donation like right before Christmas, if I remember right. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome. And Brooke, I have always found that you're a very giving person, though, I have to say. Like, she sent me a Snapchat. She was like writing all these cards for like all of her doormen, giving them all gifts. Like, it is just, I really admire you in that sense. You're a big giver, and I think you're going to carry that on to the new year.
That's very nice.
It's true.
Thank you. I try. I feel like I grew up like always in a way where it's like, if you have, like, you can give. You know what I mean?
I love that. Like, it's so true.
And it's, yeah, in any way that you can. If it, like I said, it doesn't always have to be financial. Like, I really do want to like go in and like, I know that there's great ways that I could volunteer through, like, I think it's called New York Cares. Ooh. And whatever. I actually was talking to Em about that, how we both want to like
volunteer ideally together. I love her.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Well, I have three more, but I'll just say them really fast. I won't like harp on them.
No, you go for it.
So my next one, which you could probably, I feel like we've talked about this before. I it's going to take some time and some blue light glasses and maybe some Advil, declutter my social media apps, like literally the apps on my phone and who the people I follow, because I literally follow like 2000 yeah, people.
You follow a lot of people.
It's cause I'm not weird about like all that, but I am following.
No, it's not even the ratio. It's just cluttering your feed.
Yes. But now Instagram, I don't know how old this is, but Instagram has this feature where you can be like people you've least interacted with. Have you seen that?
Yes.
It's so helpful
for the clear out,
like, yeah. All these old like Lily Putzer loving account, I don't know, just like random stuff I followed. I mean, Lily Putzer so I cute, whatever, but you know, I unfollowed a lot of those, but it's gonna take some work. But I want to declutter the social media apps. Like, I have so many apps on my phone that aren't even downloaded on my phone, you know, they're like the iCloud, like you have to press the arrow if you even want to use the app, you have to like download it again. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's just I would rather just declutter. And then I also want to wake up every morning and like literally when I open my eyes or the first few moments being awake is say something out loud or in my head that I'm grateful for, because I find that starting your day with gratitude is so important. It just makes you like 10 times happier, or like doing Am I Doing Well daily journal, writing through things I'm thankful for. And my last one is so this is my last semester of school. I want to be consistent and I want to just be very – I don't really know the right word, but I just want to be really good about my schoolwork this semester and just be very consistent and just like finish off college, you know, with
oh my God.
I know, you know, I just want to feel fulfilled. I want to be excited about school and I want to just, I don't know. I just want to do well this semester. So
yeah, the motivation we all need to hear. And the last semester is so, it's a rush of all of the emotions. I told Danielle to literally soak in every day because that was probably my favorite semester, or like second to favorite. I don't know. It was a great time.
Yeah. It'll be interesting this year for sure. But I'm just trying to find that balance of enjoying and, you know, having a somewhat, you know, okay senior second semester, but then also just like balancing with school and everything and YouTube. Mm-hmm. And so we'll figure it all out, but I'm not worried. We'll I'm very there. Excited. New chapters ahead. So
all good stuff. So let's hop in and share some of your resolutions. You guys, we asked you on the Gals on the Go Instagram, which is at Gals on the Go podcast. While you're at it and you're on your phone, might as well follow at Danielle Carolyn, at Brooke Michio.
Yes. Why not? Do.
Why not? So yeah, we asked you guys your resolutions. And wow. I think we should just... Some of these are actually fantastic.
There are like really specific ones, which I really, really like. I can like appreciate those.
Me too. Me too. I really like this one. Prioritize wearing clothes that make me feel good in my body, because I really relate to that.
Yes.
That's a standout one for me.
Get
out of debt.
Yeah. limit screen time, down payment for house.
Maintain all my friendships. I've learned all relationships take work, not just romantic ones. So true. Especially this year when you're probably not, I know for me, like I haven't been able to physically see so many of my friends. So it takes a lot of work to maintain friendships and actively check in and be like, how are you? How's work? You know, how's the fam? Like whatever. So yeah, completely. I get that one.
Date someone who likes my interests instead of forcing myself to like theirs. That's true. You need to find some common ground and like actually enjoy being with the person that you're with and they like the same things as you.
100%. Romanticize my life and be the main character.
I was just going to read that.
Always. That's such a good – it is true. You have to romanticize every attraction. I'm about to go to Trader Joe's. You bet I will be romanticizing that.
I love that. No, it's so true. I'm so glad that became a thing this past year because it's so fun. Like I'll be like, I'm going to go have a main character moment and go for a walk. Like it's just fun.
Yes. It's so fun.
Gossip less. I really like that one a lot. I think gossip is so toxic and I do it too. So it's just nice. It's like if you kind of find yourself just be more mindful about it, you're like, okay, wow, like let me just chill out a little bit.
I agree. It's just like the judgments, like yep, identify them and then like get rid of them. Yeah. I really like this one though because I mean, I'm sure a lot of listeners are recently on their own, like parents aren't making all of your appointments for you and whatnot. So prioritize your health, get regular checkups, eye exams, teeth cleanings, OBGYN visits. It's so easy, especially during these times, to let that stuff fall by the wayside. But like, we got to keep up with ourselves.
Definitely. Work on communication skills. I like that a lot. Communicating your feelings to someone. Very important.
Wow. This girl's killing it. Read 75 books. And run a 5K without stopping. I am so impressed.
That is actually incredible. Be more present. Put my phone down. I say that every year. I swear.
Drink more water. Always a good one. And so realistic. Like you Very. Just you. If you start tracking it in your planner, you have a section for water.
I do. I do. One of the, five of those water drops equal to a 40-ounce hydro flask.
I've been seeing that a lot on TikTok. Actually, like people doing like the gallon a day. That's a lot.
Yeah, I know it is. A gallon's a lot. To give myself a self-care activity per week and to be intentional with my life. I love that. One self-care activity a week. I think that is very doable.
Very doable. Work on loving myself more and more each day. A lot of these are like self-love related. And I think it's huge. I mean, you live with yourself every day for the rest of your life. So you might as well learn to love yourself.
Oh, wow. This one's really good. To attend therapy consistently, even if I feel okay at the moment. That's something I've
That's actually really good. You're so right. Mm-hmm. We have, because it's so easy to be like, no, I'm having a good week. I don't need to like meet with my therapist. And it's like, it's not about just the week. It's about your life.
Yeah.
Like it's about the big picture, not the little picture.
Definitely. Restore my skin, make a killer skincare routine. Love that for you.
Mm-hmm. Do things out of my comfort zone. I mean, that's how growth and like change happens, I feel like, is by doing things that you don't stop saying sorry so much. We've said that a lot. I actually feel like I've improved on that personally.
That was a big one for me last year, and I need to be better at that.
You didn't? You still think you say sorry a lot?
I think I say sorry a lot. And I just think it's important to be intentional and be like, are you saying sorry because you mean it or because you think you have to? I think that's a very important thing to do, to like kind of gauge.
Mm-hmm.
100K on YouTube. Go off. Oh, 10K. 10K. 10K on YouTube. Go off.
Yeah, numerical goals are always good. I mean, we've talked about this too, that it's hard with like follower counts and stuff because that's truly out of your control. But to challenge yourself, I'm going to post 2 videos a week. Like that's something that you can do.
Definitely. I think, yeah.
Or 1 a week or whatever it is. Like I think those are more realistic, I think, than a follower count goal. I still make those goals. But if we want to set goals that we can pat ourselves on the back for, sometimes those are fulfilling. Like for us, like doing the podcast, like just being consistent with the podcast is something that I'm proud of us for. Like the fact that we've missed literally 1 week in 2.5 years of doing
this. Literally one. We like, I am so proud of us.
Me too. Consistency is key.
Yeah, definitely. I like that. This isn't like necessarily a goal, but I love what this girl said. She said, life is more simple than you think it is. I think that's just a really good thing to just remember when you get stressed about the littlest of things, or we've talked about overthinking a lot, just remembering life is actually a little bit more simple than you think sometimes.
Good one. Yeah, I think it's easy to get caught up in the complications or what you think are complications, but they're really not. Get into grad school, learn a new recipe every week.
Cut toxic people out of my life.
Definitely be patient with myself. Yeah, a lot of these are just really good. And we also asked you guys for your word of the year. All right, opinions on a word of the year.
I didn't really realize it was a thing till this year, and everyone started. I think I remember people talking about it last year. Did you have a word of the year last year?
I did, because I remember in Day Designer planners it would say, what's my word for the year? And I filled it in because I was like, designer. Oh, this is cool. So I've done, I don't recall them all. I know 1 year I definitely did growth. What I think last year, or like the year before, I did thrive. I don't remember like the whatever, but this year for mine, I did abundance. I just really like this word. It's very like welcoming. I think it's abundance in life, just means in relationships and friendships, like surrounded by love. Of course, financially, like just success. Like mm-hmm. I feel like it's like really, it's like thrive, but it's like a bigger word. It's abundance. I love it. It's like greatness. Like you always ask, I feel like when you're asked, when I, you know, I'm asking the universe for things or whatever, I'm like, I want abundance. I want greatness, like in whatever way that you think is right for me. So I feel like that's it.
I think that's a great one. You kind of hit it on the dot there. I have gone back and forth with mine, but I would really say that mine is love. And that could be so many different things, whether that's giving love, just having love for other people, just feel, just love is so powerful, not just romantically. Like, I honestly don't really mean it romantically. I mean it more so just love your life, love every day, give love, feel love, because love, I mean, makes the world go around, really. That sounds so cheesy, but I feel like just having gratitude, just that goodness is so important, especially this coming year. I think just having love, giving love is going to be really helpful for me.
I like that.
Specific.
So. I like that.
Thanks.
That's lots of love. You are a very loving person. I mean, of course, you are like, if I, like, I feel like that goes hand in hand with who you are. Like, you're like, Illy, throwing out Illy's. Like,
I throw out Illy's like it's my job. I know it's a bad habit, but I just love
it. No, it's, I like it. I like it.
Oh, cute. Well, yeah. And then my other one that I was in between was visualize, because I feel like visualizing and manifesting is going to be a really big thing for me this year. I know Brooke and I talked about it as well. Just visualizing what you want, seeing what you want to happen, and just really thinking about it helps a lot.
Good one. Yeah.
Good stuff. Should we read what some other people said?
Definitely, definitely. I see confident, balanced, growth, joy, proactive, unstoppable. I love growth. I think that's such a good one, because it's like we're always working on ourselves. So growth is a good one.
Confident.
Resilient.
Resilient. That was another word I thought of.
Oh, I like that. So for you, Danielle, I feel like love goes hand in hand with compassion.
Compassion. That's the other word I was trying to say. Compassion.
Oh, okay. I like that one.
Bold. Authenticity. Intentional.
Strength.
Grace.
Exhale. Transformative. Gratitude. Intentional.
Cherish. Grit. Ooh, I like it. Grit.
Whoa, grit. I do like that one. Trust, nourish, persevere,
content, forward, reason, strong.
I really like grace, because I feel like it's like it is, give you grace. Know, it's been such a such a wild time, and it's like give grace, like give yourself grace, give every, like it's similar to like peace, like it's just be okay.
I like that. Discipline, self-love, fearless. Ooh, that's good. Can I have like seven words of the year?
Oh my God. Someone wrote Zoom.
I saw that. They go Zoom. LOL.
That's actually very funny. No, these are really good. And I feel like, I know it's like cheesy and cliche or whatever, but write it down. Like, it doesn't need to be something that every day you're like, compassion, or like whatever your word is. But I think that it is like cool to like, also that's another thing to look back on when you're done with this year and be like, you know, did I live this as my motto for the year? Or some people like to come up with like a quote or a phrase for the year. Like one of my favorite books ever, probably my favorite book ever, is Shonda Rhimes, which actually she is the creator of Bridgerton, so that's why I need to watch it.
She's
done Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder, Grey's Anatomy, like those are all her shows.
Oh my gosh, she's powerhouse.
Killing it. Yes. And she wrote this book, literally changed my life. It's called Year of Yes, and she just challenged herself to this 1 year to say yes to everything, because she used to be so scared. She like was always offered to like give these talks and seminars, and she would always say no, or like say no to go to parties, of course, like dinner parties and stuff when it was safe. This was written several years ago, and she challenged herself to say yes to everything, and it changed. Like, she lost a ton of weight, like she turned her life around, she met a man, like it just was an amazing time for her. So
wow, that's
great. Yeah, so I think stuff like that is But I don't even know how I got on that topic. Just year of yes. But
yeah, no. The year
like
of yes.
she made that her yearly mantra, and she like lived it. So I feel like it is possible, and that proves it. So if you 100%. Could have a quote or a saying or something to go back to, and read that book, it's really good.
I love that. Yeah, I really liked all the words, all the goals. A lot of the goals you guys suggested are really great and very specific. I think every year people get better and better instead of just being – because everyone now just makes fun of like work out more. Like it's just
– literally.
It's just like be realistic with yourself and have fun with it. You know, allow this podcast to inspire you guys to maybe pull out your journal or do it on your notes on your iPhone, whatever you want. Write down what you want to do this year. What do you want to accomplish? I have some other things, more personal, like business stuff that I wrote down.
I agree. I think it's important to keep some personal.
Yeah.
I completely believe that. Yeah.
Definitely. Because sometimes you don't – it's kind of like going back on everything. But sometimes you don't want to jinx it necessarily, or you want to like keep it private until maybe it potentially happens. There's all kinds of things.
Yeah. That's normal to keep goals to yourself. Mm-hmm. I think I mean, share them, like, of course. But at the same time, if you have something that you're working on individually, like, it doesn't need to be – necessarily broadcast it, or if you feel like it's a crazy goal, you don't have to. I don't know. You're not obligated to give anybody or share with anybody anything. Like, you, so if Definitely. You want to keep it all private, if you want to share it all and like make the vision board and put it on display and, you know, make it like put it outside, like do it. But if you don't want to, you don't have to.
Yeah, like the Pinterest board I was talking about, my vision board, I made that private because I just want to like have that for myself, add things, don't feel
like that.
You want to feel like comfortable doing it. If that's how you feel comfortable, then go for it, you know.
I get that. I overthink stuff like that too. I'll be like, oh, I added this one photo, but like I don't want people to think I'm like
exactly
weird adding that photo or
you
whatever.
Don't have to worry about that. So
completely yeah. So if you guys are still listening, I think you should take a screenshot, share to your story, send this episode
please
to a friend
do.
Who
we
you want
to
yeah someone who you want to like motivate for the new year. I feel yeah. like it's always good to, you know, get that convo going with your friends. And I think that's really it for this episode.
Mic drop. I'm feeling inspired. I'm sure you are, Brooke, too. After recording these, I'm always like, I can do anything.
Me too. I'm like, I want to like be the best me, like cook up a good meal.
Yes,
and like,
chef it up.
Yeah, I really might actually work out today. Oh my God. Like,
I love that. That's so great. Well, we love you guys. We are so, so excited for another year with you guys. And we will talk to you guys next week.
Yeah. Chat soon.
Bye. Bye.